And now, for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Hold on for a minute. Bernard Dozier joins us here on the Phil Hendry Show as we talk a little bit about not only just high school football, but I know you're having a situation where you work. You know, I got to tell you something, Vernon, and I got to empathize with you. I know that football coaches in high schools, any youth sports coach has really got a lot to contend with the parents, doesn't he?
Well, I'll tell you, Phil, it's been a very tough week for me, I can tell you that. We lost a big game there to Bell Jeff, and that has put us mid-pack. We're not having a great season, but we have had three divisional championships in the 15 years that I've been there. We've won something like eight league titles. But these parents can get all over you, and that's what's going on right now. They're
trying to get your job away from you, huh?
That's what seems to be happening. And they're using this thing as an excuse. You know, this thing with Gray Shepherd, who's a great kid, and she's a member of my science class, and she did a great assignment. And
well, let's talk about that. You're saying they're using her as an excuse. You feel they want to get rid of you because the team's struggling as the high school football coach. You also teach science, right?
I teach science. I teach health, and I teach math to our sophomores. I teach calculus to our juniors and seniors.
All right, let's talk about what was this extra effort? You said that Grace made extra effort. This was the big controversy that they say?
Yeah, I don't believe it was controversial, though. You have a handful of parents who, like I say, they want me out as varsity football coach, and that's why they're bringing the administration down on me. But that's the life of a high school football coach.
Well, what did she do? What did you do?
She didn't do anything. She came to class with her assignment complete. She had footnoted everything. She had her bibliography. It was impeccable. She'd done a great deal of research into the public health acts of New York City in the late 19th century, which was what her paper was about the history of public health laws.
Okay, and that's good, right?
That is absolutely good. And what she did is last Tuesday the assignments were due, and she came in. She was wearing a very beautiful, and I don't think I'm out of line here, and they know that I'm not. They're using this as an excuse to get me out as coach. But she came in wearing she had a very nice sweater and skirt on, and she put on some makeup, and I very much appreciated that. And so you give a young lady extra effort, that kind of thing takes, and I told her so, and I marked her paper.
Let me ask you something. Couldn't that be taken as a sign that in order to get a good grade in your class, if you're a female, all you have to do is doll up?
No. Let's keep our eye on the ball here. They're giving me a hard time because the football team's not doing well. Because that wasn't the case. You can read her paper. It is a wonderful paper. I gave her extra credit for the paper because, and again, I teach science and health, and good grooming is a part of health. And she came to class the day the paper was due. She handed it in, and she's wearing a nice-looking sweater and skirt, and she had on some low heels, and I said, well, you know, I said, like any man would, happy day, and I gave her extra credit.
You said happy day, so you're saying to me that this young lady looked good, or she looked hot or something?
I did not say she looked hot.
Well, that's all I'm saying to parents, and I just want to alert my engineer that my call screening's down here. That's what the parents are saying.
No, the parents are using that as an excuse.
So you don't really think that that's a big problem, you giving a girl extra credit because she came in wearing, looking good?
I gave her, she had an A on the, can I make a point? She had an A on the paper.
No, I understand that. But you gave her extra credit because she had on a nice skirt and a blouse.
And they're using that as an excuse to get rid of me. Why don't they just come out and say it? They didn't like losing to Bell Jeff. They're one of our big rivals. Okay? And
this is another high school, by the way, for folks who...
Yeah, it's one of the high schools in our league. And there's a couple of big-mouth parents, and I'll say it right here and now, a couple of big-mouth parents who want me off the job. So they use this. And there were other girls who got A's that were not, you know, good-looking or anything like that.
What does that extra credit mean?
It goes towards your grade. It helps with a lower grade and so forth.
Well, what about the boys? What about the plain, the so-called plain-looking girls? How do they get extra credit?
Wow, a young man can get extra credit by adding more source material that I didn't recommend.
But he's not dressing nicer?
Well, boys don't dress nicer. You don't give a boy a grade because he's dressing nice, you know.
What about the plain-looking girls?
The plain girls can do the same thing, Phil. They can get an extra credit for adding source material and so on and so forth. I gave Grace the extra credit because she came in and she looked, she looked good, and so I gave it to her. So I got called to the administration because of that, and I think it's wrong. And the reason why I'm on your program tonight is to tell the parents out there, back off.
Well, boy, you're going to get some. You're going to get some mail.
I don't care. I'm telling the parents to back off. When I'm coaching a football team, it's my team. It's not their team. Now we're having a tough time. But last year, when we won the division, I didn't hear anybody come crying to me. Now they're crying because we're losing.
And they're using as an excuse to get rid of you the fact that you gave extra credit to a girl because she was wearing a nice sweater and skirt.
Because you put it like that, it sounds bad. But the reason that
I'm just putting it the way it is.
I gave her the extra credit because she came in and, I'd had a tough week. And she made my life a little happier that day.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. The number here on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Are we, too hard on our athletic coaches? Are we interfering in the day-to-day of the coaching our teams? As parents, we get involved. And I agree with you, Coach Dozier, that parents get a little too involved and put too much pressure, and now your job is at risk. But I have to tell you, what they brought you in for this administrative session for, this administrative hearing, is because you gave extra credit to a girl in your science class who had on a sweater and a skirt that you liked.
That's what they're saying. You see, they're using that as the excuse.
Do you think, all things being equal, that if you were not the coach of the team and you gave extra credit to a girl who had a nice skirt and a nice sweater, do you think that you'd still be called in?
I don't believe so, Phil. I don't think that there's anything wrong with a young lady coming into class looking very beautiful and making it a little bit of an easier day for a tired old science teacher. I remember the night before I'd been grading papers until about 2 o'clock in the morning. And, of course, I was also getting together our game plan for the game, the Bell-Jeff game. And so, when Tuesday morning comes around and Grace comes walking in, she's wearing this very nice, skirt and so forth. I said, it's got to pick my day up a little bit, just take a look at that walking in. So, I told her, you look pretty,
What did you say to her?
Well, I don't remember.
Because that might be key to what is upsetting the parents.
No, you're missing the point, though. See, you're saying that you think it's because of what I said to her. Or you're giving her extra credit. It's because we lost the Bell-Jeff game that they want me out.
Well, I know. I just want to know, what is it that you said to her? Because this could be key. Some of these parents may have ammunition.
What I said when she walked in?
When she walked in with the paper and she was wearing a nice-looking outfit, how old is she?
Well, it's my junior class. She's 16.
16 years old. Okay, so she's underage.
I'm fully aware she's underage. Look, I've been a high school teacher for 17 years, Phil. I know what an underage woman is.
Okay.
So what is your question?
What did you say to her?
I said to her, good morning, Grace. I said, I don't remember exactly, but I said something like, Jesus, look, man, something like that,
Just an exclamation of general, you really look good.
That's right. And she gave me a big smile. And kind of, does that thing. She flipped her hair or whatever, and handed the paper. And I read the paper, and I'm, reading this paper and thinking about how, how good she looked and everything. So it kind of gets mixed together. But I gave her the extra credit. And that's that. And it ain't going to change. And that's just all there is to it. And so what they want to do now is they want to take me out. They want to put me on some kind of administrative leave, thinking that I was inappropriate with a student. I'll tell you something right now. Nobody does that to me. I've been at that school for 15 years. I'd had a long night. She comes walking in.
Well, she's 16.
I understand she's 16.
And I mean, a guy, how old are you?
I'm 50.
You're 50. I mean, that's like pretty...
What? You calling me a molester? You're not calling me. You're not...
No, I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying, some parents are going to think that it's not right to say that or to give extra credit based on that.
There's nothing wrong with it that I can see. Nothing at all. No, these people are sticking their nose into the football program They want me out as coach. That's why they're giving me a hard time, not because of her.
Well, why are they bringing her up?
Because it's an easy excuse. They want to use this child, you know, abuse deal. Everybody's going after that now. See, that's an easy way to get rid of a guy. Oh, well, he touched a kid or something like that. No, no. Ain't going to happen to me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You heard Coach Dozier stating his case. Young lady in his class, Grace Shepherd, who is a junior, and she handed in a paper. He said it was a great paper. It was a public health paper or something in a science class. And he gave her extra credit on top of the A because she came walking in looking pretty good. I guess she had on a nice skirt and a nice blouse or something. And so he's been called into an administrative hearing, which he believes is actually because they don't like the way he's coaching the football team and are using this as some kind of a political excuse. I do know the coaches have a hard time with parents, and I do know that the parents stick their noses in to situations they shouldn't. I just don't know whether it's the football team or if, in point of fact, it's this girl that he's just said, you know, you're looking pretty good today. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And later on tonight, Harvey Wireman Sr. chat along with Libertarian Radio and Roy Ott. And Jeff Dotter will be with us with a topic, who would you vote for if cartoon characters were running for president? So that's going to be really great. It's coming up tonight, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You can all go straight to the nether reaches. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying to you, Coach, is that it's if this is what it's about, we're back with Coach Vernon Dozier on a problem he is having at Belmar Academy. And I just so you folks know, I've known the coach for a couple of years, and I know you to be a decent guy, but if you think that it's okay to say to a 16-year-old female student, you look good today.
No, you don't understand, Phil. I'm a teacher, okay? These girls like the attention. They like to be known, you know, when they're wearing something, you know, there's they got something hot on or whatever you want to call it, and they want you to say, hey, you know, man, you're, you know, whatever. And so all I said to her was, you know, man, you've got a nice, you know. Well,
you know, right there, you got a nice.
No, sir, I'm not referring to a part of her body.
Well, see, that's just it. I mean, and she must have told somebody.
I don't think she told anybody. I think one of the kids reported it back. That's all. But all this has got to do with the fact that we lost that game and that I have been taking a season's worth of attacks from these parents on our football team. Got nothing to do with her.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Kathy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Coach, you're warped. You know, your comment was absolutely inappropriate, unprofessional.
What, to tell a lady that she looks good?
That anyone would really stop and think that because the football team is losing and then try to fire you because of that, you're twisted even more. First of all, your comment was absolutely unprofessional.
Why?
You're biased against you.
Why?
You lean towards the girls.
Oh, that's
okay,
bad.
You make a comment
that's
about the girls, but you can't make a comment about the boys.
I'm not going to talk about how good-looking
the boy is. And you said yourself that boys could not...
I'm not going to talk about how good-looking a boy is. That makes me some kind of a gay lady.
You know what? Talking about a girl makes you a pervert, okay? And you should not be a coach or a teacher either.
Ma'am, since when, does it make a man a pervert that he notices how good-looking a woman is?
What, it makes you an unprofessional pervert. Number one, you're unprofessional for making the comment. That is not professional, and you're a pervert for looking and making the comment.
Well, a lot of this has to do with the fact...
and gawking, sir.
You're an older woman, and a lot of you get jealous of the fact that a young guys look at young women.
Is it?
You know
wait a minute. Now, let me jump in
you
here.
You know what? You shouldn't be looking at anybody because you're a teacher.
Of course I am. And I'm a damn good teacher.
You're yourself, pervert teacher.
Well,
you shouldn't be teaching.
You call me a pervert?
A pervert teacher.
Yeah. Well, ma'am...
Unfortunately, you're a pervert teacher.
Well, I'll tell you what, ma'am...
Stop. You should go work somewhere else.
Well, maybe you ought to move out of the neighborhood you're in, too, and into one, into one a little bit darker, too.
Okay,
yeah,
now, wait just a second.
No, no, she wants to go down that road. I can go down that road.
You know what? Go down the road you're an unprofessional pervert.
Let's go down the road that you're a dumb black woman that doesn't have enough education.
Whoa, I don't want to go. What are you doing with the race?
She's calling me a pervert. I'll just call her black.
What does race have to do with the pervert? extrovert teacher.
I don't know. I'll tell you this much, though, Kathy. The fact that I was attracted to a younger woman and some old dried-up hag like you has probably got something to do with it.
You know
and
what?
I think a lot of these, you know, if you're premenstrual, then I think what you need to do
is... You know
is,
what? Anyway, I'm not premenstrual.
What do they call that? Hey, menopause coming up on you, Kathy? Well, ain't nothing you call me going to help
that,
okay? Half these girls dress that way to impress me. And
you know what?
That's what you don't like.
And that's the part of it.
Well, wait a minute.
That's what
right
she doesn't
there.
Like. See, these old broads don't like that. Now, the old broad
right.
doesn't like it because she's all dried up and she's no use to any man.
Yeah, they dress that way to impress, and you don't... Yeah. Pervert, you know what? Counseling
all right,
is what
hey,
you
Kathy,
need.
Kathy, you're not making your case, Kathy.
And if you ever came to my kid's school, you know what?
Yep.
I would be there, too. It's not the football team,
hey,
sir.
Phil, I want to make
it's
a point
you.
Here. I want
you
to make
help.
A point here.
You
this old dried-up hag who's premenstrual is trying to tell me.
All right, look, just shut up, both of you. God almighty. I got to start off a Monday like this?
Thing and I told her that she didn't have...
See, you're still talking.
She's premenstrual, and I knew that she was.
See what I'm saying? If I could get her on the line, she's still running her gums, too. Here is Rob. Rob, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Rob?
Sorry, sir. I've been coaching for 13 years, and you are wrong.
You've been coaching what?
I have a 21-year-old daughter.
Tiddlywinks?
Just be quiet and listen.
What you've been right? coaching, man?
Soccer, baseball, basketball.
Soccer? I coach football, sir. Football.
So what?
United States of America. That's the country we live in. I coach American games. The country we live in.
You know what?
Soccer is
the biggest games in the world.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Unfortunately, it's not big in the United States.
You know what? Just be quiet for a second.
And you guys all have email addresses, and you all drink at Starbucks.
Okay, you can't be quiet. Okay, I got it.
Well, what do you got to say? Other than the fact that you teach
quiet,
them.
Quiet, and I'll speak. You are saying 16-year-old girls
soccer.
Coming to school, yeah, they dress the way they do, the whole shot. The problem is, you're looking at them.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be an educator.
I do look at them because I have to look at them to teach them. What am I supposed to do
no,
with my
don't.
Back turn?
You have to speak to them to educate them.
Well, why don't I come in then wearing a blindfold? How about that?
Can you be quiet for a second?
Hey, look, Rob.
What?
I got a job for you teaching soccer over there in Mongolia or something, huh? You want to take the gig? You can go out of there and teach all them Chinese kids. Not bother any of us with your stupid ideas. And
all right, just let the guy finish what he's saying.
You know what?
Well, this guy's got
you
nothing to say to me. I'm a football coach, okay? He teaches that game.
Oh, wow, macho
they're wearing
man.
Short pants.
I'll tell you
know?
What. I'll tell you what. My son
Rob,
plays soccer, goes to the weight room, the whole shot, the whole, you know,
well,
he's got abs, the whole shot. He can knock
so did
out
Rock Hudson.
Football players. Be quiet for a second, sir.
So did Rock Hudson. I just wanted to say that, but I'll be quiet.
What does that mean, so did Rock Hudson?
I just, you know.
Well, what
you
is
know that? What? I have gay friends that I work with.
I bet you do.
This and that. It doesn't matter.
I'm sure it doesn't.
What you're talking about is a grown man looking at young girls
right.
and talking to them and giving them extra credit the way they look. Wrong, big guy.
Hey, why don't you take
I have
your
a 21-year-old
cleats,
daughter.
Your
I have a 16-year-old son.
Fairyland, huh?
Not being quiet, sir.
Look at Richard Simmons.
Sir.
Do me a favor.
Sir.
Take your cleats
no, you do
and
me
your
a favor
net.
And be quiet.
And why don't you...
All right, hold on for a minute, guys. Roy, Rob, we want to be respectful of you. You got to get to your point, though. You're giving
my
a speech
point
here.
Is,
yeah, no kidding, man. This guy's more long.
And why don't you be quiet, too?
You telling me to be
why?
Yes, I am. I'm telling Vernon to be quiet.
You're talking on
no.
the radio. I'm
he
talking
told,
on the
he
radio.
Told, he told Rob to be quiet.
I've already
no, you
heard
guys
your
be quiet.
Point.
No, I already heard your point.
Just both of you guys for a minute. Let me. I'm the host. Rob,
yes,
you
sir.
Talk, and then you talk, Vernon.
Okay. Here's what I wanted to say.
I didn't say
no.
you. I said
Rob
him
first. He said Rob
I
first.
I don't believe
sir.
He did. He said Vernon first.
No, I did not. Hold on, Rob.
Now I get to talk.
No, you hold on too. What a way to start a week. Vernon Dozier, who said a girl in his class looked nice, he's a teacher, and he's in trouble for that. He doesn't think that he did anything wrong. He thinks they want him out because his football team lost. The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
One 1-800-449-8686. Well, the Bill Henry Show is back.
I don't want you talking in the middle of the caller here. All right, Rob is back. Vernon is back. You gentlemen make your points, then we need to move on. Go ahead, Rob.
Okay, Rob's first. It's called respect.
Who said you're first?
I said that he's first.
Got it, big guy? Okay, it's called respect. My daughter's a varsity softball player. Shut up, big guy.
Hey, you shut up. I'll come on over there, man, and I'll teach you what a football cleat's for.
Look, you guys want to talk or don't you? You want to argue?
I do want to talk.
My daughter was on a varsity softball team.
The high school coaches. My son's on a varsity soccer team. Okay, sorry, you don't like soccer. Whatever. But, respect. And you're talking about girls and the way they're dressed. My daughter is almost 21 years old. Been through the high school thing with girls in my house, the whole shot. I'll tell you what, you're disrespectful to the young lady.
Oh, really? How do I know what you've been doing with all those girls in
your
house?
You might be a good football coach, Whippy. I don't care about that, but you're being disrespectful to the young lady.
I told her she looked good.
The way she's dressed.
Okay, and she liked it. Now,
I'll tell you what.
If you swing the other way, that's your problem, man. I'll tell you something else. With all them girls in your house.
Hold on for a minute, you guys.
I want to say one thing here.
No, wait a minute.
Yes, sir.
You guys are talking at the same time.
How do I know that guy wasn't, you know, touching those girls that were in his house?
What is that supposed
who?
To mean?
You. That's who?
Me?
Yeah, you said all kinds of teenage girls, they were in your house, this and that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'll bet they were. Where else were they?
Okay, what are you accusing him of?
That's a good point. Where's your mind at, big guy?
You call me big guy one more time, I'm coming through the phone.
All right, look it.
I'm going to come through
the phone.
You
don't even know where I'm at, big guy.
You must be calling me big guy because you're a little guy.
This young lady.
Hey, you must be calling me big guy because you're a little guy. And you know what I mean by that, don't you?
All right, now come on, guys. Whatever.
Well, now, maybe you got one of them problems.
I guess it's worked twice. I got two kids, big guy.
Here I come again, little guy.
Whatever.
Why don't you keep the pet names for your boyfriend, Rob?
Okay.
My boyfriend?
See you later, gentlemen.
Wait, you're not going to hang up?
That's about the stupidest way to start a Monday I've ever heard in my life. Anyway, good luck, Vernon, with the school, because you're going to need it, Ace. Vernon Dozier and the problems there at Belmar Academy. He said some girl looks good in her sweater, and guess what? They didn't like it, and he thinks it's political because they don't like the job he's doing with the football team. If you want to email Vernon, you can at VernonDozier@PhilHenryShow.com. VernonDozier is the way he spells his name. VernonDozier@PhilHenryShow.com, and give some comments if you weren't able to get in tonight.